This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Day 2 of Buckets and Bets here, which has gotten off to a rousing start because I hit my parlay yesterday.
Congratulations, wow. Man.
You know, you guys did seem very happy.
Who is this guy talking in the background?
Oh, this is this.
Oh, hello. What are you just, you on secret camera? Look. Lean in, frog boy.
Lean
in real quick.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. Hey, it's your boy, frog boy, here.
All right, that's enough. All right. No, I bet. I basically, here's what happened. So, you remember how Leroy yelled at me not to bet on spring training?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. He just was like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Which was probably the right call, but I pushed. Because the Marlins and Cardinals tied 4-4. So, that $20 to me was basically like, well, I didn't lose it. Might as well just throw it down again.
Just recycle it.
Just roll it down. So, I just went in there. And I was like, you know what? I am going to basically pick four teams blind, and I'm going to pick a 12-5, and we'll see how this rolls.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. I had BYU. I had Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Creighton over Louisville.
Yeah.
But then the star of the tournament showed up. McNeese State over Clemson.
Where is that? Do you know where that is?
Louisiana.
McNeese? It was Louisiana.
Wow. That, what is he, an athletic trainer?
Yeah, he's the manager. He's the team manager.
Team manager.
And he's the most.
I'm already sick of him.
He's the most lit team manager in college sports.
Already done with him.
Why? Because he has a better rap career than you right now?
As of right now, he is the most popping rapper in the game. So that is, a little bit of jealousy, but something about his face.
Similar to yours?
You want to pinch it like it's adorable? Yeah. Or you don't like his face?
No, I don't like it.
Why? Because he's getting attention?
Yeah.
He's got a fat cheek.
He does have, but he's adorable. What's not to love? Everybody has socks of him.
Man.
This is what March Madness
Too
is all
big
about.
For his britches already.
Are you hating on Cinderella? Why are you hating on Cinderella?
This guy's got NIL deals. You know, he's never dribbled a basketball to success in his life. This guy's got NIL deals. What's wrong with that? Sacrificing day to day. And this guy does his cute little rap with his cute little speaker. Now he's got an NIL.
But it's going to bring it. It's going to bring adorable attention to McNeese State, or you think it's just going to bring attention to Amir Khan?
Amir Khan.
By the way,
he's going to take his talents elsewhere, dude.
By the way, you're right. He has to change the name. I'm thinking about the former British boxer.
Vlad, I won money, which I didn't even find until you texted yesterday, because I was in meetings with fighters all day yesterday in a room with no signal. So, like, I just popped up McNeese State, and I was like, yes, it's one more leg I got to hit. And I was like, Amir Khan, why is Amir Khan? And I'm sure, like, a lot of people don't even know, like, respectfully, unless you're a fight fan, you probably don't know who Amir Khan is, but he was a pretty popular, he's a huge star in London. But he was, like, a really popular 140-pound fighter.
Good-looking guy.
Very good-looking guy. A lot of people thought he was going to be a star. And, you know, he ended up getting some pretty brutal knockouts, and he never quite was the same again. Classic boxing tale. So I just kept seeing, like, what is this Amir Khan that keeps what did he do? Hmm. And I'm like, he did nothing. McNeese State. That's what happened. Munyon.
So that got you – that was the final leg of your parlay?
No.
You also did.
Technically, BYU was.
Ah, okay.
BYU was the last leg of my parlay. And it was which I only bet on that because of Salt Lake Wives. Like, I did this basically like your office assistant who doesn't watch college basketball, because I don't watch college basketball. I really don't. I'm a Canes fan when the Canes are in. I am your classic South Florida. We have the worst ratings in the nation.
Yeah.
I am that. I have the Canes I'm a fan of. Every once in a while, if the Bucks need me, I'm going to root for my Barry Buccaneers, although, you know, they usually get their teeth kicked in by Nova.
It's fair.
You know, shout out to the Sharks.
Good team over there.
And, by the way, I'm glad that they still sent me the care package, even though I had the Sharks coach on.
Wow.
I haven't been blacklisted.
He has
not
forgotten.
Yeah, no. That's a very testy thing, J-Fig. Like, you know, there's even people in the athletic department who are like, Sharks. Wasn't even your mascot 10 years ago. I was in those like, that's not even your mascot. You guys were the Knights.
Ah. Wow, that's a big switch.
It is a big switch.
Yeah,
it is a big switch. And people were just like, oh, you could just change your mascot?
Nah.
Now, Barry, I believe, they went to Bucky because at one point they were just stealing East Carolina's logo and made it red.
Ah.
So they, like a classic high school move, which is like, you ever see these high schools around or just like, hey, that's the Philadelphia Eagles logo.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Barry pulled one of those, and then they finally got their own, which is Bucky, which I think is better.
Yeah, there's so many better options, like the ukuleles, for example.
Keep on.
Please stop saying
that. Keep doing that.
Please. Like, I don't even understand. Like, just roll off. You want to make your statement?
it's getting better.
So stupid. Headlines here are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So yesterday, you know, the big upset was McNeese State. They end up beating Clemson 69-67. Leroy's Michigan Wolverines, they took care of UC San Diego 68-65. Drake finally got a win.
Oh, right.
Not your Drake.
Not your Drake. Yeah.
Not your Drake.
Oh, all right.
Sorry. Get that little grin off your face.
Drake beat Missouri 67-57.
Yeah. That's a win for my Drake still.
10 seed Arkansas beat Kansas. Coach Cal.
Oh.
Coach Cal doing it again.
I can't wait for the round two Paisan Bowl.
Yeah.
Calipari versus Patino.
Wow. Yeah, those would have been blood feuds back in the day with Kentucky and Louisville, even though, you know, Patino's hit them both. But it's now they're just this is going to be a hell of a one. How much recruiting dollars? Like, it doesn't have the same gravitas anymore with NIL. That's the one thing you miss with NIL is, like, you don't have the greasy, like, oh, this guy was under the table with his payments. You know, now everybody's doing it.
You think the slime makes it a little...
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, these guys, you know, these guys got in the trenches of college basketball yesterday.
Yeah.
But back in the day. So, unfortunately, we don't have quite that. But it's still going to be awesome. You're right about that, Vlad. You know, any other upsets that I'm missing from yesterday? I think that's about it.
No, that was definitely...
McNeese State beating. That was the major upset.
You got any for today's cheer?
This is what I'm doing. Yeah. Okay? I'm going to do a little thing I like to call going out on a high note.
Right.
I want to keep the money in my pocket. What am I going to do? Do you know how stupid it is that I won that bet?
Yeah.
Like, do you understand how dumb it is that I just picked, beep, 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 beep?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about these teams. I picked them for petty reasons and reality shows.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think I should just get out on top.
What was the Salt Lake what?
Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
That was literally
so that was a BYU.
That was the label of one of the hours. Making tournament selections off reality shows.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Only he watches too.
That's true. I did start watching Temptation Island last night though.
Oh, did you like it better than Spain?
No.
Was it less rated R?
Not really, but they haven't gotten rid of the tent yet. And the tent of solitude is like
solid.
Yeah. So basically when you're horny in the tent.
No.
The alarms go off on the other side of the villa. So the men's villa kept sending off the women's villa because they're all cheating dogs.
They're not loyal.
No, they're not loyal.
I'm sorry, what? Okay, hold on. What? Someone goes to a tent and then it alerts.
So they basically Montoya'd all their women already.
Oh, because they
and one guy had a threesome.
What? Okay, what's going on?
That's that guy. He's the guy.
Right.
He's that guy. And
what team? Know how to, you know, keep what it team together.
What team were we picking based off of that information?
I don't remember anybody's name yet. I was very confused. I came in. My wife was watching this last night because I got home late from work. So I was.
He finds time for reality.
I was just like.
It's interesting. It really is. A marvel.
So you got to find a team.
I do Panthers on the this is what I do. I watch Panthers on my computer right there. I sit like this on the bed watching Panthers, and I got the reality right there.
So determined.
It's a great system. It's a great system.
It's impressive.
It's impressive. Speaking of your Cats, we'll get to a little road to repeat later. But they win yesterday. 1-0 overtime win. Alexander Barkov with the game winner in OT. We'll get to that coming up later on this hour. And our boy Sergei Bobrovsky, 5th shutout of the season yesterday. And that was a true shutout. That wasn't one of like them 17 save ones. They had a lot of action. And you know what? Bob was like, I love it. I was in flow. And I was like, yeah, you were. Yeah,
that's
you
a
were.
New level of focus.
Yep.
Flow.
I was in my flow. I was like, oh, I like that dude. And then the Heat are on action tonight.
All Wait, right. Say that again. Say that. Say that with your chest, man. Say it with your chest.
Miami Heat are.
No, sir. I don't understand dribble.
I'm putting them in
the Miami Heat are back in action tonight against the Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
8:00 tip off from the Kaseya Center. And, of course, they will look to avoid becoming the giving the 8th double-digit losing streak in team history.
Are you going to be boots on the ground?
I will not, because I have to be boots on the ground at this fight weigh-in tonight.
Okay.
That's right.
But otherwise, I would
be. Well, at least you won't be that depressed.
Well,
that's true.
You know, I still get depressed not being there.
Okay. That's true. Well,
a little weigh-in shenanigans.
You know?
She's right. You know,
are you really going to be depressed to see the 10th game?
Hard to say. I don't know, but like I would have thought that I would have been numb because once it was like 5-6, I remember the Clippers when I was just
fooling yourself.
The Clippers when I was kind of just laughing at them, like here we go. The Boston one really pissed me off because I hate Boston, even though I know they're better, but really pissed me off. And then the Grizzlies one, I was like, come on, dude, they don't even have Ja Morant, and you're getting smoked, not even competitive. And then this last one really hurt because I thought they played pretty well. But, you know, they've just got, listen, Cade and the Pistons have passed them. Like, I think that's what was depressing about it. And, you know, you lose on this three-pointer in your building. Like, that always stings. Stings no matter, you know, it's rare that doesn't hurt. It hurt when, you know, DeJounte Murray did it on Udonis Haslem night. It hurt when, it certainly hurt when Derek White did it at the buzzer. Jesus.
Yeah.
That one really
stung. Kobe had one like that off the backboard. Nobody
yes, that was on the road. But yes, that was.
Just sucks.
That was a painful one as well. When him versus D Wade. I recall that one well. Thank you for bringing that up.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Still hurts. Still hurts. But I'm putting around my ticket tonight. I want you to know that. That's going to be a parlay.
You're going to parlay what? Heat and who?
I don't even know. I'm going to look at these teams. I'm going to let my heart decide, Tobin.
Did you cash your ticket yet, Tobin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
First thing I did when I got here, Vlad. First thing I did. And let me tell you something. There's something different about getting that cash than the app. Yeah. It just hits different. It just
never
hits
done it.
Different.
Never done it.
It just hits different. Like, you go, like I'm all for the app. But I was like, everybody bet on the app. How's that different? And then you go here on the sports book and you do it and you put your money in and then you get your money and you take it to the cash window.
Wow.
Something different about it. Something different about it, you know?
A little more satisfying?
A little bit. Anyway, we'll take a break here on the program. 15 minutes of heat is next. Heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat, they'll be back at it tonight. Houston Rockets are in town. Of course, the last time the Miami Heat faced them, we had a scuffle. We had a kerfuffle. Tyler Herro and Amen Thompson, who's had a very good year for the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets have had a very good year in general. So that's definitely going to be an interesting one. We just saw Tyler against his brother, but Amen is actually out tonight, so we don't have to worry about that.
All right.
I kept asking about that. I was like, is he still got the ankle injury? Is he still dealing with that? He is dealing with that, so he's actually out. We will not get any – I mean, unless he's on the bench from a boot, you know. You don't want to fight anybody with a boot on, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just happy.
Tim boots. I'll fight somebody with Timbo boots.
Good support.
That's true. Yeah, good grip. Good. Good base with Tim's on.
But, yeah, the Rockets obviously having a very good season. They're 45-25 on the year. That was probably one of the Heat's best wins of the season. Tyler Herro did kick ass in that game.
Yes.
This is one of those things right now where it's going so rough right now.
Yeah.
And then yesterday was tough because it was Pat Riley's birthday. And, like, Stephen A. Smith's out there, and he's hosing him down on First Take, and he's like, your legacy is going to be taking LeBron James's cookie. You got this, this Vlad? This was Stephen A. Smith yesterday on First Take.
There's a lot of people that would love to come to Miami, one would think, but LeBron departed from there. Kevin Durant couldn't get him there, didn't come there. Damian Lillard, you couldn't get there. And then you made a colossal mistake. We already heard Dwayne Wade's story all over social media about you mess with LeBron James' chocolate chip cookies. I mean, think about that. Think about that. You're Pat Riley, and your legacy is going to be, even though LeBron was leaving anyway, you know what people are going to say. LeBron James left for chocolate chip cookies. That's what they're going to say, okay? And then we look at Jimmy Butler. And when you look a guy like Jimmy Butler in the face and say, we ain't moving you, forcing him to become a bit truculent and act up to force his way out, it looks like an organization that you're not inclined to gravitate to. I know it's a first-class organization. I love me some Pat Riley. I love everybody on the Heat. I love the Miami Heat. But you can't – there's something that has to be done because you don't have the talent necessary, which Jimmy Butler knew, by the way. You don't have the talent necessary to really, really compete at a high level. And we never thought we'd be able to say that about a Pat Riley team. But we're saying that about him now. And you got people like Jeff Teague and others on social media talking about how he need to retire. Damn. You can't argue on his behalf right now.
Wow. Jeff Teague said that? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Jeff Teague?
Yeah. 520.
By the way, I find to be a very entertaining podcaster. I really do.
Yeah, pretty
I'm
good.
Not trying to like.
Pretty good.
But like, come on, dude. You're telling me Pat Riley's legacy is going to be defined by Twitter? That's what his legacy is going to be defined with?
Yeah.
Twitter? Come on, dude. The architect of making this team matter. I'm not here to, like, sit here and say Pat Riley is above criticism or I haven't criticized him or haven't been pissed off that nothing has happened. I told him over the summer to get off his godfather ass and make a move. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That was very aggressive. Didn't like that.
To sit here and be like, oh, people are going to say his legacy is going to be because LeBron left because of cookies. It's like, no. That's a cute thing to say afterwards. It's a fun little anecdote by D. Wade. But, like, if you think that's why LeBron left, well, you're probably just a child that learned about LeBron coming to the Heat. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You probably didn't watch it. You probably learned about it on TikTok or something like that. But I don't know. This whole thing has been frustrating. It actually pissed D. Wade off to even see that. And you know that he's close with Stephen A. Smith. He said yesterday on it, he said on a comment on an Instagram page, you're Pat Riley. Your legacy is going to be LeBron James left for chocolate chip cookies. They put that as an Instagram graphic because that's how you play the game.
Yeah.
And D-Wade says, definitely not what I said, but y'all get it. I'm really starting to understand this media game. And then I think D-Wade felt a little bad. Yeah. I think he felt a little bad because yesterday he sent out a birthday message to Pat Riley on Instagram talking about legacy. So I think he felt a little bad that that became a thing on First Take. So here was the GOAT himself talking about it.
Pat, and I'm in Miami right now as I send this message. You can see the palm trees through my glasses. Man, I just want to say happy 80th birthday. Your legacy continues to live on through all of us. So we mirror images of you in all the ways. We love you. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday, brother.
There you go. That was D-Wade yesterday on his Instagram page. But, you know, look, I know it's hard times right now. I really do. It's not up to the Heat standard that Pat Riley created.
All right.
Like, I'm just right, like, I'm sitting okay. here and I'm baffled by all of you who are just like, yeah, it's so winning in misery. Copying them. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you guys talking about it's championship or bust, championship mentality. That he set? Like, dude, you were so happy when he got down here just to be competitive and be something that mattered. And I understand right now they don't. You're not used to things like that. They got to get it right. I don't know what the system to that is. I'm throwing things like Zion Williamson against the wall because
I'm trying
to figure out what could it just be to get this whole thing done.
I'll take that.
To get this thing into the right place. But, man, to see everybody just to kick a legend-wise down. You want to know what really annoyed me about it yesterday?
Tell us how you really feel.
Yesterday on social media, even though I do love this bit, because I did this to Liam Eikenberg and Terry Rozier, of when they send out the happy birthday messages to read the comments.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
To see what people... That's Terry Rozier and Liam Eikenberg.
Right. Yeah.
And to see what people said to Pat Riley on his day of birth.
What were they saying? 80,
on his born day?
80 decades on this earth.
I don't think.
Handsome.
It's not 80.
I don't think it's...
not 80.
What do you mean?
It's 8 decades.
You said 80 decades.
It's 8 decades.
8 decades on this earth. Handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah.
Pretty. A handsome devil.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And to see that. And you want to know what else happened that day?
Yeah, what happened? Well,
the Lakers wished him a happy birthday.
Look at that.
And these little Lakers fans who are in their Luka pajamas never even knew about Pat Riley.
Stop.
Hey, how many guys on Twitter know about Showtime Lakers, Vlad?
They watch the Lakers show on HBO.
Great. So they think that he looks like Adrian Brody. They're treating him like a god. And he hasn't been with the Lakers in decades.
It doesn't matter. Once a Laker, always a Laker.
That's fine. That's fine. But that's my point being, Vlad, the fact that they're treating him with the respect he deserves.
Mm-hmm. And the people down here aren't.
Are pissing on his name right now. Pisses me off.
On his birthday.
I get it. It's not up to his standard right now. But the man gets to go out on his terms. It does. Now, I'm not one of these people that says he has to go out on a high note. If Pat Riley wants to leave after this year because he's 80 and deserves some level of peace, then good for him. You want to know what? His legacy is not going to be chocolate chip cookies, and that's why LeBron left. Only an idiot would think that.
Yeah.
Only a dum-dum would think that, to think that he hasn't been the architect. Dude, the Miami Heat would probably be a Seattle franchise right now if it wasn't for Pat Riley. We would be the Seattle Reign after the Sonics left. Not the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
That guy made this thing matter. It's not good enough right now. But come on, dude. Like, don't act like it wasn't 3 seconds ago. And the whole thing goes, oh, Jimmy Butler, you've backed him into a corner. He didn't want to pay him. The corner was already backed in at that point. Jimmy made his moves. But all this whole thing is, oh, he came out with a statement. Yeah. Let's be real about it, dude. Jimmy and his agent put on a whole media clinic, I may say, they did a great job, they're savants, where they were like, we're going to act really mad at Shams because he's reporting something, and then we're going to leak that he didn't deny it, Pat didn't deny the rumors, and that hurt our feelings because we want to be wanted. No, what you wanted was $110 million over 2 years, which is fine. I said you deserved that, but let's not make it other stuff, dude. Let's not do that. Let's not change it up. Let's not change the story. You wanted your money. He didn't want to give it to you. Had nothing to do with denying rumors, and you weren't backed into a corner, dude. You decided, I don't want to get hurt, because you get hurt a lot. You twisted your ankle against Oklahoma City, and you decided, I'm not risking my $100-plus million anymore, and that's that. has nothing to do with backed into a corner. Pat didn't want to pay you because he didn't want to pay a 37-year-old. You can agree with it. You cannot agree with it. I understand Jimmy's side. He's going to do what he has to do to get his money. But, like, oh, this was an ego battle between Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler. No, it wasn't, dude. He wanted his money.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit here and act like it was something that it wasn't? Shut up. Stephen A., you're smarter than that, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, Pat, go get me Zion Williamson. ASAP, dude. Oh, I need a present right now, dude. Oh, and right. I want Zion. I want him.
There it goes.
All right, so if you don't get Zion,
there it goes.
What happens?
Oh, we need a frozen envelope, Vlad. I feel like the Miami Heat are due for a conspiracy. Like, don't you feel like everybody else, you know, only five franchises haven't gotten the number one pick? And what does Utah deserve, really? So I feel like we need the intangibles wonder. And I feel like Mickey Arison, he needs to finally make his call, his favorite of Adam Silver. I think it's time. Frozen envelope. Is that how they do that still?
I don't think so. I actually had to Google what. I had no idea what the hell that was.
The frozen envelope, here's what happens.
Yeah. That was for Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing was the number one picks of all number one picks in 1985. And the Knicks at that time stunk. And they needed basketball to be good in New York in the big market. Mm-hmm. So they say... Of course. David Stern, they froze the envelope so he knew which envelope to grab to say that the Indiana Pacers would have the number two pick and the Knicks would get the number one.
Well, let's be real about it now. If you were, they do care about this, right?
Like,
this
is ping pong.
This goes to the whole, the Luka trade was a conspiracy, right? Because they want, the ratings were tanking. And now there has something that has happened this year. With Luka going to the Lakers, it has, kind of the second half of the league. Now, also, I think part of it has to do with they can't stand in the ring with football. Like, there's part of that, too. But Luka to the Lakers has certainly done a big jolt to the league, right? Is it crazy to think about something went backstage? And Adam Silver's like, hey, Nico, do you really want to do this anyway? Just trade them Luka. Like, is it crazy to think? And, it's a new owner there. The Buss family's been there around there forever. So what I'm saying is, let's be real about this, okay?
Got Mark Cuban out of there.
Cooper Flagg.
Uh-oh.
You want Cooper Flagg in Washington?
Why not?
Or Utah?
He fits right in.
Come on.
Washington.
An intangible in Utah? That's like, come on.
When has the Washington Wizards ever mattered? I feel like Mickey
Harris. When Bradley Beal was there.
Kind of, Vlad. But even
John
then,
Wall,
was, yeah, the John Wall Bradley Beal
tough
duo.
Juice.
Oh, love me some Caron.
Paul
Butler.
Pierce calling it off glass. I call a game. Come on, man.
Oh, Paul Pierce in a Wizards uniform,
and and the guy in the White House might want. Yeah, he might go to games if Cooper Flagg is out there.
Oh, you think so?
he's
pulling up man, the Jazz games.
Cooper Flagg, Donald Trump.
I think
2028.
I think Mickey, and here's the other thing. Mickey didn't do the whole, let's pay Jimmy Butler to go home. He stood up to him. He's owed a favor. He is. He's owed a frozen envelope.
Huh.
He's owed a frozen envelope. In fact, you know what? They should go back to frozen envelope this year.
Okay.
That should be Adam Silver. He's like, we're going back to the frozen envelope. And everybody's like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, crazy thing. We're going to go back to envelopes, not ping pong balls.
That would be okay, but you don't think that'd be suspicious?
I don't care. I want Cooper Flagg. I want him.
All right. So we can't replicate that in any other way? You can't freeze the ping pong? What do we do?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you have to, fill it with helium or something like that? Like, is there a way to...
Oil
like,
it.
How does it work? Does it work like Powerball? Like, do they have, a deal or no deal back there?
It's basically, if it's a frozen envelope. The envelope is cold. You know it. That's the one.
But how does it work? How does it work now with the ping pong balls? Like, does it a
it's
combination?
Not, it's still, wait a minute. It's still the envelope.
What? It's still the envelope?
Yes.
No. They have the envelopes out there, deal, no deal, to unveil.
To unveil where they pick. That's where
but
it is.
But they still pick out of an envelope? Like, they still pick out of a chamber?
Yeah.
You
got to see.
Out.
And then he was like, with
how
the six pick.
I don't know.
Whoever the general manager, the assistant own commissioner.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Well, yeah, he comes in and then he's like.
That guy nobody knows.
Right. He's the one that goes with the 11th pick. 76ers will select 11, whatever. And then all
so
of that.
So you're saying there's a chance we can still freeze it then?
It's not about you need them to freeze it for you, so therefore
freeze the envelope.
They don't have to when they freeze the envelope, they know, that's the Heat envelope.
Unless we can get Amir Khan here, then maybe that's a game changer.
Oh,
the boxer, he's busy.
No, the rapper.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more after this. victory song right here. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy will be here in a bit doing some charity work.
What a nice guy.
A nice guy.
Giving back to his community.
A nice guy. We're here live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino for day two of Buckets and Bets. We'll be here with you until 2 o'clock, and then Hockman and Crowder will take on over after us. Tomorrow, you got Sports Day that'll be out here.
Yeah.
Day and Vlad will be out there enjoying some action. It is a hell of an event, guys. If you guys want the place to watch, giant screens, couches, tables, sports betting.
Yes.
And you got some good food.
Want
you
know come on big, in here. Want to know how big the screen is?
How big?
196 feet.
Really?
You measured that?
That's just the middle one.
Is that like width?
Ooh,
diagonal?
No. Okay, height? Hold on.
Square? What's going
on? What?
I don't think it was feet.
Oh, okay.
What would it be then?
Hey, yo.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Hey, yo, you.
196, though. Impressive.
Got him as a 12 seed today.
Do you?
What? The Panthers win yesterday in overtime. Alexander Barkov with the game winner. Here was the call by Doug Plagans yesterday on WQAM.
Barkov into the right circle, looks around. Jones fakes the shot, gives to Barkov. Barkov to the high, slider shot, and he scores! There's the overtime winner! Alexander Barkov, 30 seconds into overtime. A power play goal for the game winner. The Panthers strike first. It took over 60 minutes of hockey. The Panthers get it done. A huge win here in Columbus tonight. 1-0 the final in overtime.
Wow. Yeah, Doug Plagans, man. That guy can call a game. He's good.
And a fight for that.
Oh, he can call
a fight. I love when he calls a fight.
It's the best. He can call a fight.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he could call a fight. He really is a marvelous, marvelous broadcaster. Now, yesterday, the Maple Leafs did beat the Rangers 4-3, so I believe they kept pace, as did the Lightning, who won in a shootout. So I believe are we tied right now amongst?
Yeah, we're tied. We're tied with them.
Yeah, it's 87 points.
But we're ahead of them because we have two more wins.
Right.
But do they have games in hand?
No.
No, we are even at games.
Even up.
That's right.
And we have two more against them toward the end of the season.
This is going to be a hell of a race, Vlad. And it's you got the Lightning are back, just a couple of points there as well. This is going to be a fun little contest. That wild card win yesterday for the Blue Jackets, who are trying to make a little bit of a run ski on their own right. But the Cats were able to get them yesterday. So that one puts them back to 71 points. You have Montreal in that final spot at 74. So that right there is where we stand. Of course, the big news yesterday also, Sergei Bobrovsky, his fifth shutout of the season. He's one away from tying his mark last year. And he has just been absolutely incredible against his former team, the Columbus Blue Jackets. We poached him. He won a couple of Veznas over there.
That's right.
He comes over here because he was tired of freezing his ass off. And
we're some poachers, dude.
Hmm?
We are some poachers.
That's right.
You got talent, we'll take it.
Here was Sergei Bobrovsky talking about that it took incredible focus against Columbus.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was a playoff-style game. I thought opponent played hard. Opponent played a good game. But we worked hard. We had a great great focus, great concentration. We were together. We were tight. And we just grinded out. You know, it's a big points for us.
I like how he just does refer. He doesn't even refer to them as a team. He just calls them opponent.
Yeah, they're his ops. That's what I like it. That's all Russian tough talk right there.
It's nothing personal.
Opponent.
We have opponent.
He has this, he says it like, it's like respectful, but not respectful.
Right.
Like, I respect him, but I dislike him at the same time.
You're just a blur to me. It doesn't even matter who you are. You're just in front of me, and I'm going to stop pucks. Did you see how furious he got yesterday? Because Columbus, they called original goal yesterday late. But
on Boone Jenner.
It was a kick. He kicked it in, and Bob like immediately was going to the ref. Going be both like, hey, I'm sorry. Is this Messi on the ice? he was not dealing with that. This was Bob saying that he was in an incredible flow yesterday.
This one was a good game. You know, I had lots of action around my net. I was in the flow. I was in the game. So, and it was a fun game to play, definitely.
I love that.
That's another word for focus.
Flow.
I was in my
He loves the four-letter words. The F words. He loves the F words. Yeah.
He does. And I like to, it's like he's, you know, Bruce Lee said, be water.
Yeah.
Be flow.
Yeah. He says, go Lee. He says, be ice.
Go Lee.
That's what Bob says.
Heard.
Be ice, dude. That's his flow.
Minus one.
Why, dude?
That's a good call. That's a good call. That's a good call, man. That's a good call.
Bob has also been incredible this month, but he doesn't want to hear about what his month has been like because he doesn't focus on months.
Wow. Yeah, you haven't had a game of more than two goals all month.
I don't think about that, you know. Like, I focus on just one shot at a time. And every game, every opponent brings different challenge, you know. And I try to focus and bring my best to help the team, to give the team chance.
All right. If we had played a game and we had to take a shot, for every time.
Oh, man.
He said focus, opponent, good flow. Word.
Yep. We'd be hammered.
Hammered, dude.
I don't think about
it. We wouldn't stand a chance.
We wouldn't even, by the first time, we would be done.
Yep.
Done.
We'd be like.
This needs to be studied. It's like there's Mamba mentality, but this is like anytime I focus on anything, I will always think of Bob now.
He's incredible. He's such a great mark of like the psycho athlete.
Yeah.
Because this man really is like he's a hockey samurai. He will not break whatever his focus or traditions or routine are. And it speaks to his longevity. I mean, that's why the Panthers are so comfortable thinking that he's going to last, because I mean, he doesn't look like a guy slowing down. He's having another incredible season. They trust him in big moments. And they shipped Spencer Knight off for him. They're like, all right, see ya, dude. Did you see what our boy Gus Forsling did yesterday?
What'd he do?
Yeah.
Broke a record. Yesterday, Gustav Forsling, friend of the show, he goes out there and he hits a real piss whistle yesterday, Vlad. He had a 105.05 mile per hour slap shot in the first period. It said, this was from NHL Public Relations. It marked the second hardest shot tracked by the NHL Edge era. That's since 2001-2002, which was Tage Thompson, which had a 106 mile an hour slap shot. So he just blasted one yesterday. Pretty cool. That's what happens. We knew that he was coming in with some serious.
Woo! What happens when you get in the show?
Did you see the shot too?
That's it.
He was like, oh, here we go. Watch, you'll see 42.
Was the shot stopped?
Of course.
Which is crazier.
But
which is, I'm saying, like, I'm more impressed by the guy that stopped the shot than the guy that shot it.
That's got to hurt still.
105 miles an hour.
That's rough.
Good God.
Imagine that to the ankle.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He would have been like,
yeah. Yeah, I think, look, man, the golden touch of the show continues.
It does.
That's another person who's come on the show.
So the jinx has been reversed.
I think so.
It's actually a good thing to come on the show.
I feel like we should not talk about it that much, so it continues going.
Be cool, be cool.
Or maybe Leroy's the jinx.
No. Hard to say.
Because he interviewed him.
Hard to say.
He was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break here on the show. Is somebody trying to infringe on Tua's territory? Our Tua is next.